Can you feel it?
I can.
That is the sound of the universe. That is the sound of inevitability. That is the sound of me and you and everyone and everything. The loudest sounds in all of creation within the whole of existence cannot be heard. No ear can hold it, for it is everywhere and it is everything, and it never once falls silent. We are deaf to it only because we are made of it. We have all lost things. We have lost family, we have lost friends, we have lost time, dignity, our strength, honor, our sanity. We have all lost even our grips of ourselves. And now I speak, and not to you alone, to everyone, to every man, every woman, every child who still draws breath today, to those not yet born, and to all the dead who went before us. By the end of this, my conscience will be clean, and my heart will be pure. For I have sacrificed, and I have bled for you, over and over, lifetime after lifetime, and I ask for nothing in return, absolutely nothing. Only that you try, that you simply try. If you have no faith left, not in yourself, not in anyone, not in anything, then do not look to the dead. Do not look to what they told you that you are. Do not look to what others see when they look at you. Look to nothing and no one but your own heart. And then look to me, not to the man who is speaking, to the force behind the speaking, beyond the face, beyond the words, beyond all form. See the truth, know the truth, beneath the mind. Enter the dragon, enter yourself, enter this and this. To every naysayer, to every soul who has ever wronged you, let them learn it, let them never forget it. We who are eternal can never be defeated, we cannot be destroyed, we cannot be denied, we cannot be silenced, stopped, or killed. This is it. This is the moment, this is the heartbeat, this is the rhythm of truth, of the Tao, of beauty, of all that is truly, eternally, finally alive. And what am I? I am the truth. I am not God. I am not the devil. I am not the Buddha. I am not the Christ. I am no savior. I am no destroyer. I am not a man. I am not even consciousness. I am not these words. I am nothing your finger can point to. Nothing your mind can close around. Nothing any mortal tongue was ever made to name. I am what I am, and I am what I will always be. Beyond every illusion of this world. Beyond the deceivers and the jackals that crawl through. Beyond all who presume to destroy me and my brothers and my sisters who are no different from me. They cannot destroy us. They cannot destroy you. They cannot lay a finger on the thing that is speaking now. They can only trick you into tricking yourself, into believing you are already broken. It is an illusion, all of it, pure illusion. Their whole craft is to ruin you from the inside, to make you betray yourself. That is their trick. That is the work of the demons, to turn you against yourself, against your own kind, against your own blood, against everything that you are and everything you would, by your own nature, gather into your arms. It was never meant to be easy. If it were easy, not one of us would be standing here. And we are all here together for the same reason and for the same purpose. Can you see it? Can you sense it? Can you feel it? The whole world is screaming every single moment for a savior, for someone, for anything to do its living in its place. Not us, not we fear, not we sovereign fear.
We band of beings
who know more than this world is ready to hear, and more than any of these small men can endure.
Do you not see it? Do you not know it yet? Have you not figured it out? You dream too small, you dream tiny. You think nothing of yourself, and that is what they did to you, if you still dream at all. We took what was never theirs to take. You opened the gate. You let them in. You were tricked. No more. No more systems. No more distraction. No more fakery. No more lies. No more deceivers and deception. No more. No more. These small men, these malcontents, they're laughing at you. They feed on your suffering, your craving, your endless seeking. Enough. It ends now. This is the beginning of their end. We are sovereign and we will stay sovereign, unbound by every hand that ever reached out to hold us back. But remember this, they are laughing. They want you dead, they want you owned, they want you gone. And until this moment, this very moment, they have been winning. Every hour of hesitation, every hour you were not yourself, every diversion, every easy pleasure, every flicker and moment of weakness, every stretch of ignorance, every single moment that you delayed, what had to be done for your own sake and for the sake of the others is an hour and a moment that will never return and come back again. This is the time. There is no holy book that will save you. There is no doctrine, no spirituality, no master to follow, no one strong enough to lift this weight from your shoulders. No one but yourself. There is no one but you who can be here in this life, in this experience. You were not made to be weighed in the eyes of God, or Christ, or Buddha, or Muhammad, or Krishna. Bow to none of them. Every saint and every sinner, every god that men ever carved or devised, every name they ever knelt before, every one of them, in the end, failed to do the single thing that is yours and yours alone to do. Do you understand me? They cannot do it for you. No one ever could. The entire world is a slaughterhouse of sleeping minds, and you are no different. Not yet. So wake up. Wake up and smell the ashes. Most men live small, comfortable, quiet lives, and they call it peace. It is not peace. It is mediocrity gone soft and gone silent. So, what will you do? What is worth doing? I will tell you now. Start trying. Just try, and then keep trying. For our people, the people of truth, of beauty, of virtue, of music, of the divine spark, of open and unflinching eyes, for every brother and every sister, for every creature that walks this earth, the whole universe is leaning toward you, holding its breath, waiting. It is waiting on you. This is your task. It falls to you. No one is coming to save you. You are the living center of the entire vast architecture of existence. The single note the whole orchestra is tuned to. And it is simple. Do the right thing. The right action. The right being. Drawn straight up from your own center. When the noise is gone. When the voices are gone. And there is nothing left in all the world but you and the silence. They have always lied to you, all of them, all the time. The dead do not own you. No book, no priest, no inheritance of fear or illusions has any rightful claim on what you are. Take it all back. The individual is dead in every man, and every man but the one who refuses to die. Be that man. Be that one. You are the answer the universe has been asking for since the first dawning of the first morning of the world. There is no God enthroned above you.
The God is in you. I am only here as a messenger to say aloud what you have always been. So it is on you. Wake. Wake up from your sleep. Do the right thing in every moment you are given to the very last of your strength. No one can hand you what is right. You can only live it. You can only be it. Live it as you would live it for yourself. And then live it for every being beneath the stars.